Hello and welcome, fellow awesomeologists to Awesomeology. I'm Sue.
And I'm Ben. And in this episode, we're ready to talk about how your purpose as a human being evolves throughout your life. Easy.
Easy peasy. We're just really keeping it light. We like to keep it light and loosey-goosey around here.
Yeah.
It's only about your entire life's purpose and, you know, birth to death is all. It's not much.
No. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. So we are making progress on the book about purpose. And the last time we met to work on it, we looked at our outline and wanted to pick an area that we knew we would eventually write about, but haven't really explored yet. So while this isn't the lightest, easiest, most simple topic, it is one that we need to talk about so that we can keep things rolling with the book.
Yes. And we've already learned how going into a section and not agreeing on what it's about
is super efficient, extremely efficient,
really just makes things simple. And that the only way we solve problems in our relationship is to podcast about them.
Just to air the dirty laundry.
Yep.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
So
you researched.
I did.
We
did some pre-work. Should I just dive in?
Do it. I want to know your opinion. As everybody already knows, pulling back the curtain, we make notes. I can see your notes. I want to talk about your notes.
Yeah.
And then I want to fight about it.
Okay. So my few big takeaways or ideas to share here are from an article from medium.com. And the title, understand that your purpose is constantly changing. So I think what struck me, I did scroll down a bit in some of my Googling and searching for some inspiration on the topic. And I think what caught my eye with this one was just the constantly changing part of that title. Not that the title is constantly changing, but the fact that those words are literally in the title, constantly changing. Because we've talked about a few things related to purpose and success and all of these other things. And we've kind of come back to the same spot that these things are moving targets, right? Always changing. And that's, I guess, really the first point, like the first big takeaway from the article for me was just confirmation of this thought that we've been kind of like teasing or coming back to, that purpose evolves over time. Your sense of purpose isn't this static thing that you set and work toward, and that's like the end of any journey or anything. It might be the end of a small journey somewhere along the way, but then things are going to change and purpose changes and evolves and grows. So it's natural for things like your goals and passions to shift too. And that it really felt good to me, because like reading and hearing and understanding that as part of this research felt good, because the last thing that I was writing during our work time earlier this week was my intro about my purpose. And a part of some of the exercises that I've been working on to, one, like help define that for myself for really the first time, which I talk about in some of what I wrote, is really, really understanding the difference between purpose and things like goals and passions, because there is a difference, and it's really, really easy to think that they're the same thing. My passion is my purpose. My goal, this goal that I'm working at, is my purpose. You know, it's like, well, no, those goals are, you know, something that you're shooting for along the way to this. Air quotes for the audio listeners, air quotes, achievement of purpose, because, and I can't say that because purpose is evolving, you know, so you're just achieving goals and striking passions and things like that along the way to help contribute to your purpose. But so there was a lot of like confirmation for me in this article, which felt really good. And makes me feel stronger about some of the stuff that I've been thinking about and writing about and all of that. So I've got a couple more things to talk about, but I'm going to just like pause for a breath and see what you think about everything I've said so far.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't remember which one of us actually put this section of the book's title on the outline that we're working from. But it really is quite deliberate. It was quite deliberately this topic of how your purpose changes. And then after we were talking about diving into this, and I spent the last couple of days thinking about that as a topic, I think we have arrived at another spot where my definition and the way I see something, I don't think we, strictly speaking, disagree, but I think the way that I see purpose is more permanent. It's something that you carry through and then you express in different ways throughout your life, rather than it being something that shifts and flows. So that is what, and I did the same thing you did. I Googled to see what, you know, opinions are out there. Yeah. And I, you know, in my personal modus operandi, the way that I function, I looked at it all the way, Google's wrong. But I saw a ton of people saying, you know, it's natural for it to shift. And, you know, one thing that I, in that research that I found a little bit, it probably, this is the thing that confirmed for me that I think that I am just looking at the capital P purpose differently than what these articles are, is it talked about once people get to be over 50, it starts to diminish. Your purpose, you start to feel the sense of purpose diminish. And I think one of the things I saw, they talked about, you know, for example, if your purpose is your kids and you're an empty nester and you feel that, you know, and people sometimes get into that upper middle age and see that the things that they have been working toward or they felt were their purpose, they don't feel the same way about them. And so that's an example to this, the person writing that article, that is an example that your purpose changes and that your search for purpose diminishes as you age. And the reason I felt confirmation that I just was looking at it differently is that I think mine has gotten exponentially bigger. My search for things that confirm my purpose, my desire to meet my purpose, right, has gotten more all consuming. As I have had, the more time I have to think about it, the more free time that I have to work toward it, the more it consumes me, instead of me saying, you know, now I guess those things that I thought don't really matter. And that is because the changes that you see, I think, are actually the changes in how you express your purpose, how you're living in your purpose. So if you use the example that, you know, when you are a teenager and you're just, you know, all of those lobes in your brain are just developing, you're finding this purpose. It changes. It maybe is more internalized. It's more about self-expression. And then you go to school and you find a trade. And then that, you know, your purpose becomes about being the best at your trade. Or, and you have kids and your purpose is about, you know, you maybe leave your purpose for your job a little bit on the wayside, and then it becomes, well, my family is the most important. I think, you know, I agree that that is a thing that happens, and that evolution happens in a human being. But when I think about what my purpose, what I see as my purpose, I only found it because I could look back on my life and say that, you know, those things, my attitudes about things and how I've handled them are me expressing this bigger purpose
mm-hmm.
in every different sort of season of my life.
Yeah.
The reason, you know, and I think we've talked about some of this stuff too before, thinking about the reason when I was a young parent that maybe we haven't talked about this specific example, but here's a specific example. I had an anxiety attack on the day after Thanksgiving in by the front door at Shopko. Okay. And it was when my kids were little and I was absolutely overwhelmed by Christmas shopping. And there were a lot of things, like my purpose was at that time, I felt fully focused on making every moment for my kids, like curating them perfectly. And when you focus that way, especially because when my kids were young, we weren't making the money that we make now, right? So when you focus that way, and don't necessarily have the funds to make it happen, like this imaginary quote unquote perfectness happen in your mind, it creates anxiety, or it can. So when I started to look back at all of those moments across my life, I could see, yes, at that moment, that thing happened because to me, my purpose at that moment was to make a perfect holiday. Now I realize that that is one expression of what I think is has been my lifelong purpose, is just to make the world better. So to me, my kids were my world. That's what I had mm-hmm. control over. Mm-hmm. That's what I could do to bring happiness.
Yeah.
And that was a example of reality and my worldview clashing and creating problems for me. So I think you could easily look at that and say, well, you know, at that time, you know, that was your purpose. And then as you, you know, as your kids got older, you became more career focused, and that was what it was. But to me, I think I've over-explained this already, but to me, looking back, I see a through line where my purpose, my goals, the places I put my energy, those things have definitely evolved, but the purpose underneath them hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, for sure. And actually, back to your opening remarks about
an opening remark.
Right. I know. about whether or not we're on the same page or defining purpose the same way and stuff. Either you've convinced me, or I think we were on the same page. I actually think we're more aligned than maybe you think we are, because or I'm hearing you wrong and you feel the same way. I don't know.
You're just making it up. Who knows?
Yeah. because a struggle that I've been kind of feeling as we think about this heavy topic of purpose is that, like, when I do my own self-reflection or think about the topic in general and like try to boil it down to some like simple, easy to understand answer, I get to cliche sounding things like make the world a better place, improve people's lives, make people happy, as these like core purposes for people, for organizations, whatever. And I think up until this point of spending a bit of time with this part of the process and the content, I've felt like those are too easy. They're too cliche. They're too simple. Mm-hmm. But I actually think, like, when you boil down purpose for anyone, you're going to get to a spot like that, you know? And I think your story that you shared is like a perfect example of how your purpose is to make the world a better place. And in certain moments with certain resources and certain limitations, there are only some ways that you can do that, like by giving your kids the best holiday that you can, mm-hmm. you know. And so, and I think this also makes sense with this idea that purpose evolves and changes, like and one's purpose might be to make the world a better place their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see it shifting from something like that to making people happy, which is maybe, you know, I don't know, I guess depending on who you're talking to and how full of crap everyone thinks we are, like maybe those two are the same things, or making people happy is a part of making the world a better place. I don't know, but I do think there's a difference. And I think, again, to the point of like what resources you have available to you at the time and your circumstances and limitations, how you do those, just those two examples that I just gave, I think those are different things.
Mm-hmm.
What you choose to do to that purpose, express that purpose, are going to be different.
Can I ask you a big question?
Sure.
Do you choose your purpose? Or is it innate to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you born with it? Maybe you're born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, good question. And I don't know. I don't know that I can give like a really great answer, but that's maybe something that we should spend some time talking about, because it feels similar enough to like, are leaders born leaders, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. That is also a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Well,
I think the answer to that one's no, just saying.
You don't think leaders are born leaders?
No. I've seen enough examples in my life of people who were definitely not leaders become one that I think there's a lot of circumstances, and maybe there's characteristics or elements to a person that happen at birth that at least gives the implied potential to become a leader. But I think it's a lot about environment and a ton of other factors as to whether or not somebody actually is.
Okay. Yeah. I think that there is this possibility that there is an uncovering or an unpacking that can happen throughout someone's life, that maybe you come to the end of your life. I hate to talk about death as many times as I have today. But
are you okay? Is everything okay?
Is everything? How you feeling? But you come to but seriously, side note, this is one of those conversations where I have very genuinely realized, like, I don't spend a lot of time with introspection, but I can genuinely think I can look back at hopefully the first half, but maybe not, of my life, and see a journey there, which I haven't spent a lot of time doing. But I think in terms of leadership, I think you can look back at a career and see, it's sort of that Wizard of Oz thing, like you always had it with you. It was always in you kind of thing. And you had there were things you had to unpack, or facets you had to uncover, or lessons you had to learn to reveal it, like a diamond.
But a pearl, man.
Yes. Yeah, but in terms of purpose, we should have a broader conversation about it. Maybe I shouldn't spoil it, but I think you are I think it is in you. And I think that where we have difficulty in our lives, a lot of times you will look back and realize that you had difficulty, or you struggled, or you couldn't accomplish something because you were working contrary to what your purpose is. So,
yeah,
that's
just spend some time with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Spend a minute in that. But it's also complicated by the fact that I think everyone should be focused on that purpose of making the world better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're here for. How about that for a big thought?
Yeah, right.
So
to not spoil anything else and to make sure we'll spend the appropriate amount of time and thought on that one. It's a nice segue to another takeaway from the article that I shared about how important self-reflection is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what you're sharing, at least from what I'm hearing, sounds like it's been discovered, learned through looking back, right, at some experiences in life and doing that regularly and not all trying to like answer the question of what is my purpose and stuff, but just reflecting right. on your values, what you care about, your goals, and those other things that maybe contribute to purpose or whatever that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to interrupt your thought, but before I forget my thought, I think a reason that self-reflection is so key, you see how it became that word, is because something that we can do through self-reflection for ourselves is grant ourselves grace. Mm. So if you look back, you can look at that younger version of you and say, I can see either the confluence of wonderful things that got you to that place or the perfect storm of things that created that experience for you or that reaction from you. And by having that perspective, I can give you grace. I can give myself grace for being that person. And really, I think, and this is something that I am trying to be much more mindful about now, because it is this balance of learning to give yourself grace so that you can give it to other people. And realizing that if you're the kind of person who is always giving other people grace and not giving it to yourself, that you need to take a moment in self-reflection and start allowing it for you. So that is my commercial for self-reflection. Welcome back. You were not gone. We were gone. There are some storms in our area today. So we lost Ben. We got Ben back. We lost him again. We are now, as the storms continue to roll through, we are going to wrap up this episode.
Final push.
Yeah, the final push before we lose power or Wi-Fi or anything else for the day.
So we're doing it.
So we're doing it.
And Sue, before you lost me, you were talking about self-reflection and the important thing that comes out of that. One important thing that comes out of that being this opportunity to give yourself grace. Yeah.
That's where, yes. And I assume I had made really good points about that.
So many good points.
I felt really good. And it was a real letdown to be like, to get to the end of that whole, my whole long speech. I was speechifying. And to get to the end of my speechifying and just have a blank screen. And no applause.
Just call it a mic drop.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. So bringing us back to that, which happened just a few seconds ago for everyone else, but seemingly days for us.
Yeah.
The reason that I was bringing that up is that is one of the things that you have in your notes is thinking about self-reflection.
Yeah.
And I believe I even interrupted you in order to be able to make my point about giving yourself grace, giving others grace.
Yeah. You wanted to be first. That's okay.
Yeah. I love it. So what in your digging back in your memory banks, what else did you want to say about that?
I think like, box checked on the topic of self-reflection. And as I was trying to bring myself back before the connection loss and stuff, and boy, right, just a perfect message for what we've been going through with internet connection issues is this topic of flexibility. And I think that, the point of giving yourself grace, and embracing flexibility as part of this process as well, or this learning, everything that's happening when we're talking about purpose, you know, being open to change, being adaptable, allowing for new circumstances, recognizing past circumstances, like all of these things, mm-hmm. I think are important to keep yourself healthy and give yourself like the most real understanding of where you've been, where you're going, mm-hmm. what you're working on right now. And yeah, just, gosh, we've just been so flexible in the last hour. I feel like that's just going to be really easy for us.
True. True. Super flexible. No panic at all.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It is true. And I think just a nuance that I would add to that is when you search and find and understand your purpose, I think that it makes you even more flexible because it makes you able to sort of see the direction you're going and understand that you can bend and change and importantly learn and grow. And as long as you are doing that all and still connected to purpose and it's all still serving that greater version of purpose, then you can be ultimately flexible, I think.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not, but you could be.
You could be. Well, we're all working on it, right?
Right. Right.
What's next?
Cool. What is next? I mean, we pointed out that we want to have a nice long conversation about purpose. If you're born with it.
Yeah.
Or if it, yeah. If you find it.
Yeah. Find it, develop it.
Right.
Practice it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to find a whole bunch of information there. And like a few things recently, you and I might not be perfectly aligned on it. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it that much more interesting.
Yeah.
It does, you know, it does get a little boring when you always agree.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the last time we got together to talk about something we weren't fully aligned on, we still have the challenge of seeing how we can align what we're going to write.
Yeah,
even if right. we're coming at it from sort of different directions. And if, you know, if we pursue my view of purpose, which is this bigger, more meta concept of it. Mm-hmm. If we maybe do exactly what we did last time, which is to say, well, this building block maybe goes before this next building block.
Right.
And they our only challenge is to make them flow together. I think that's probably what this is. It's another one of those.
Right. Yeah. I'm willing to bet that we're going to wind up in a space where we are rather aligned or pretty much on the same page, just maybe at a different level of the topic or something where, right. you know, the last time when we were talking, well, it was, you were in the micro, I was in the meta, mm-hmm. who knows, this might be flipped around, but we'll get there. I'm confident we'll get there.
Yeah. We, I mean, for the last, 7 years, we always have.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know,
why would we expect anything different?
Odds are good that we will be just fine. Well, no matter what happens, we are so excited, dear listener, that you're here with us on this journey. It is fun to think that there are people out there interested in hearing how this is all developing. And, you know, I think this is one of my favorite things we've ever done. So it's great to have people here with us when we do it. You can always learn more about what we're doing, who we are, all of that good stuff on our website. And that is exclamationcuso.com. You can find all of these episodes and other episodes. We've had some amazing guests this year. Mm-hmm. So you can check all of those out. And that's exclamationcuso.com/blog.
Check them out. Thank you, friends, for tuning in. Be awesome. And we'll see you next time.
The Osmology Podcast is a production of Exclamation Services. Thanks to Nick Mulliver for sound production and Kylie Ganther for our cover artwork.
Executive producers are me, Ben Bauer, and my friend, Suzanne Campbell.